This is Chatham House. The 31st of August is election day in Angola. Marcus Vimer of the Africa Programme is here to tell us, first off, why these elections are significant.
These elections are significant because they will be the third time that Angola goes to the polls. The first time was in 1992, elections which resulted in violence. In 2008, legislative elections were held, which basically showed to Angolans and to the world that peace has come to stay in the country. And now these elections in 2012 are the first elections under the new constitution, and also the first time that the president will stand since 92. In 2008, the presidential elections were not held, and under the new constitution, the president is elected at the same time as the parliamentarians.
So what do you expect to happen?
Well, let me start by saying that it is in all parties' interest, including the ruling party, that these elections are seen as legitimate as possible. So from that perspective, I imagine that efforts will be taken to ensure this. I expect elections to be by and large peaceful. I also do expect the ruling party to win the elections, although not by as much of a margin as in 2008, when the margin was 82%.
So if the government doesn't change, what do you expect the regional impact to be?
The impact on the region will depend on the legitimacy of the elections. If the elections are seen as legitimate by regional neighbours and other countries, then the impact will be potentially great. I think it would be important to show to the region and the continent and also the world that elections can happen in an African country that do not result in allegations of fraud or violence even. So I think it would be quite important for the region if an important country like Angola can hold elections where everybody says, yes, they were the best we could do and the process was all right.
Am I right in saying that the legitimacy was a big concern ahead of the last elections?
Well, the last elections were really important because they were the first elections after 92, which resulted in war. So everybody was aware of what was happening in Angola in 2008, and everybody wanted to make the process as positive and as legitimate as possible. So, for example, the European Union sent an election observation mission, which was incidentally the most expensive observation mission in the history of the EU. For that reason, unfortunately, in 2012, the European Union will not send an election observation mission to Angola. There will be other election observers in the country, though, from the SADC region and possibly also the African Union. But as I said, I think all parties have most to lose from a process that is not seen as legitimate. So the more election observers that can be in the country, the better.
Marcus Vimer, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Find out more on chathamhouse.org.